sun is going new centre at 7. The UK is sending Royal Navy ships and spy planes to support Israel after Hamas's attacks at the weekend. America likened the group to Islamic State, with retaliatory strikes now killing more than 1,400 people. Israel insists it's targeting Hamas to crush the group, but Gaza's without electricity and Palestinian officials say a refugee camp's been bombed. The impact on civilians was put to former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett.
We don't target them. Now, the world can come and bring them anything they want. If you want to bring them electricity, I'm not going to feed electricity or water to my enemies.
Meanwhile, rises in anti-Semitism cases in the UK has led to the closure of two schools in North London tomorrow. On a visit to a synagogue in North London, Sir Keir Starmer's condemned attacks on Israel as despicable. The Prime Minister says a Royal Navy task group will be sent to the Eastern Mediterranean to support humanitarian efforts. It's part of a military plan to support Israel and stop escalation in the region. Elsewhere, the new acting head of the Police Service of Northern Ireland says there's a big list of issues facing the force. Interim Chief Constable John Butcher replaces Simon Byrne, who stepped down last month over a number of scandals. If Scotland avoid defeat against Spain in Seville tonight, then their place at Euro 2024 will be confirmed with two games to spare. These travelling Scotland fans have mixed expectations.
I'm pretty confident. I think a draw is very achievable, but I'm Scottish, so pessimistic.
They're going to hate me for this, but I think it's going to be 2-0 to Spain.
It's a free hit. I think by Sunday evening we'll have qualified, regardless of what happens tonight.
I'm going for a win. Come on, Scotland!
And the King's Charity is offering bagpipe lessons to people with breathing problems. It's claimed blowing into the ancient instrument can increase lung capacity. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. That can only mean one thing, the non-league hour. I'm John Chubb, a very good evening to you. dance floor classic from the late 1990s, starting off the show. That was Madison Avenue, Don't Call Me Baby. Thanks very much indeed to Darren Mutu for another excellent 98 Not Out show. He'll be back the same time next Thursday. And don't forget, you can hear him on Thursday nights as well. If you like your reggae revival is the show for you. It's on every Wednesday between 10 p.m. and midnight.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, begin our review of the last week's fixtures by looking at the National League. And Southend United, who had had an historic week with the sale of the club, and the club being rescued, all their debts to HMRC have been paid off and everything else, although they're still under a transfer embargo at the moment. Their manager, Kevin Mayer, was able to bring in an emergency loan goalkeeper. Nick Hayes has joined from Championship club Ipswich Town, and he made his debut in goal at Woking on Saturday. This was because David Martin, the former West Ham United goalkeeper, who joined the club on a short-term contract recently, is currently injured. So Hayes came in for him. And the Blues picked up a 2-0 win down in Surrey. Harry Cartwell scored his 11th goal of the season after 60 minutes. And 10 minutes into the second half, Gus Scott-Morris added a second. And that win took Southend out of the drop zone in the National League and up to 19th place. Remember, they have had 10 points deducted, but they're going well in terms of results, pretty well anyway. They would, in fact, be in 7th place if it were for that points deduction. Dagenham and Redbridge, meanwhile, travelled to Oldham Athletic on Saturday, and they picked up a 1-1 draw up there. Oldham took a very early lead in that match. James Norwood, former Ipswich Town striker, gave the Latics the lead in only the 5th minute, but a late equaliser, 16 minutes from time to be precise, from Josh Rees in front of a crowd of nearly 6,500, gave the Daggers a point. But it's been a struggling start to the season for Ben Streven's side. They've only won 3 of their 15 league matches so far, and then out in 21st place on just 13 points, above Maidenhead United and Kidderminster Harriers on goal difference, and AFC Fylde, who are currently propping up the table on just 9 points. At the other end of the table, Chesterfield remain top. They won 2-0 away at Bournemouth. There's 3 points clear of second-placed Barnet, who travels to Aveley in the FA Cup on Saturday. More about that later on. And the other sides currently in the playoff spots are Solihull Moors, Altrincham, Bromley, Gateshead and Hartlepool United. Meanwhile, in the National League South on Saturday, Aveley dropped down to 6th place after they lost 3-1 away to Yeovil Town, who have gone top of the table as a result, albeit on goal difference. Yeovil were 3-0 up by the interval, two of those goals coming from former Southend United and Chelmsford City striker Rhys Murphy. Charlie Hughes replied for the Millers 7 minutes into the second half, but it proved to be a consolation goal as the home side took all 3 points. Another side who travelled down to Somerset on Saturday were Chelmsford City, and they enjoyed a very impressive result, winning 3-0 away at Western Supermare. Mo Bettimer, Callum James and Anthony Wordsworth, who scored his first goal for the club, they all netted in the first half hour of the match, and that was how it finished. Western Supermare 0, Chelmsford City 3. Claret's back up to 8th place, just 1 point short of the playoff spots. They're on 18 points. Torquay United and Aveley, the two sides above them, they are both on 19 points. Braintree Town, meanwhile, they hosted High Flying Bath City at Cressing Road and that match finished in a 1-1 draw. And as a result of that Braintree, they are now in 17th place. Yeovil, as I say, top of the league, just above Taunton Town on goal difference. Yeovil have got a game in hand on the second place side, though. Bath City in third, Maidstone, Worthing, Aveley and Torquay make up the rest of the playoff spots. New music now, really like this one, is by Joby Fox and it's called Falling. John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And on this week's Phoenix Sport, we had a few featured football matches. One of them was in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, where Billericay Town of the Isthmian Premier League hosted Isthmian North outfit Felixstowe and Walton United at New Lodge. And it turned out to be a quite extraordinary cup tie, as we'll hear now from our reporter at that match, Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge as Billericay Town secure a comeback win over Felixstowe and Walton United. It was the worst possible start to the second half as they conceded on the 50-minute mark. Zach Brown's shot on the right rattled the crossbar, but Mayhew, who netted there first, bundled home the rebound. Two substitutions at the break made a difference for Billericay as Frankie Merrifield and Matt Johnson entered the fold. It was the former who reduced the arrears as he remained composed under pressure to fire past Callum Robinson. Buoyed by their goal, the Blues pushed for the equaliser. They should have done so when excellent play involving a number of players just didn't have the finish to match. Bradley Stevenson threaded the ball through to Richard Asamoah, who provided for Moses Emmanuel, but he couldn't find the target. Their dominance paid on 71 minutes as Stevenson netted the equaliser from the spot. Matthew Dench's powerful strike was handled by a Felixstowe player and Stevenson stepped up and dispatched with a powerful strike. A late Billericay surge saw the Blues net the winner late on through Emmanuel. Debutant Ryan Henshaw did superbly to keep the ball in play and he laid it off to Emmanuel to slot home. Gary McCann's side progressed to the next round after a display of resilience and character. Finishes here, Billericay 4, Felixstowe 3.
So a fantastic comeback from Billericay Town in their tie. And they will face another Isthmian North outfit, namely Bury Town at home in the first round proper. There was also a victory for Redbridge from the Isthmian North, who travelled to Surrey on Saturday in the trophy to take on Bagshot Lee, who play in the Isthmian South Central. The match finished goalless, but Redbridge ended up winning the resulting penalty shootout 4-1. And the Motormen are away to Haringey Borough of the Isthmian Premier League in the next round. It wasn't such a good afternoon for our other local side, so Concord Rangers from the Isthmian Premier were at home to Hive Town from the Isthmian South East, and their visitors won by 3-2. And another side to go out of the competition were Heybridge Swift. They were at home to Chatham Town, who were going great guns in their first season in the Isthmian Premier League. And the Kent side ended up winning by 2-1. Both of those scored in the first half, one of them from the penalty spot. Sam Park replied for Swifts in the 65th minute, but it wasn't enough. And so Steve Tilson's side go out of the competition. Incidentally, I mentioned Concord and Hive Town. The two scorers for the Beach Boys in Ambash were Freddie Price and Ricky Modest. It looked like it was going to go to penalties, but Hive won a very late penalty, which was converted. So they went through to the first round proper. Also going out of the competition were Brightling Sea Regent, who were away to Horsham. And the home side won by 2-0. Hornchurch suffered a bit of a surprise defeat up in Suffolk, where they'd travelled to take on Leyston of the Southern League. Finished 1-1. Tom Raitt gave the Urchins the lead on 24 minutes from the penalty spot before Leyston equalised in the 66th minute. So it then went to penalties, quite a long penalty shootout, but Leyston ended up winning the shootout 9-8. Also going out of the trophy were Hashtag United. They were away to South Park Reigate, another side who played in the Isthmian South Central, and the Tags lost that one by 2-0. A goal either side of the break. And also exiting the competition in Surrey on Saturday were Canvey Island. They were away to Wharton and Hersham. They did equalise through Elliot Ronto 4 minutes into the second half after Wharton and Hersham had taken a ninth-minute lead. But a couple of late goals from the Surrey side saw them through to the next stage. The first round proper ties, incidentally, are to be played on Saturday, the 28th of October.
98. 98. FM.
This
is Phoenix 98 FM.
With the FA Trophy action on Saturday, there were no weekend matches in the Isthmian Premier League, but there were a few in midweek. Canvey put their FA Trophy disappointment behind them on Monday night as they travelled to Carshalton Athletic and secured an impressive 3-0 victory. Brace from Sam Mvemba and a late goal 2 minutes from time from Tony Tinubu gave the girls all 3 points against high-flying Carshalton, and that's put Canvey just outside of the playoff spots. And on Tuesday night, Billericay Town were back in league action at New Lodge and they hosted Dulwich Hamlet. And a first half goal from Moses Emmanuel and 2 goals in the second half from the equally prolific Bradley Stevenson gave Billericay a 3-0 victory and took them up to fourth place in the league. Hornchurch were another side who put their trophy disappointment behind them. They were in action against Hastings United at Bridge Avenue on Tuesday night, and they ended up winning 4-1. Hastings actually took the lead on 39 minutes. Lennon Peake replied for the Urchins a couple of minutes later. Second half goals from George Saunders, Liam Nash and Adi Yusuf meant that the final score was Hornchurch 4, Hastings United 1, and Hornchurch stay at the top of the table on the back of that result. They're 4 points clear of second place Chatham Town, although Chatham do have a game in hand on them. Carshalton, as I mentioned, beaten by Canvey on Monday night, but they're still in third place in the league on 17 points. Billericay up to fourth after that win at home to Dulwich on 16 points. Whitehawk on the other side currently in the playoff spots on 15. Canvey Island only behind them on goal difference, although they've played one more than Whitehawk. Hashtag currently in 10th place. And still struggling down in the relegation zone, Concord Rangers, although they're no longer the only side in the league without a point. They've still only won one game and lost the other eight out of the nine that they've played. So, looking at the Isthmian North, first off, the matches that took place on Saturday, and Brentwood Town drew 1-1 with Goulston at the Brentwood Centre Arena, and Billy Roast gained a point for the Blues, equalising just after the hour mark for Craig Shipman's side. Elsewhere, there was a win for Bowes and Pitsy, who hosted Stowmarket Town at Lensavon Stadium and ended up winning 3-2. A 3-0 up by half-time. A couple of penalties from Ben Williamson and one from Banus Vavada put them at 3 ahead. Spirited comeback by Stowmarket in the second half. They replied twice, but Bowers held on for all 3 points. And they're now up to second in the league, incidentally. Now, Morton Tiptree have added the experienced Jamie Cureton to their coaching staff. Cureton, who had a very long playing career, both in the professional ranks and in non-league, until last month was the manager of Enfield. He took them up from the Essex Senior League to the Isthmian North last season before his recent departure. He has now joined the coaching staff at Maldon and Tiptree, and ironically, his first match there was against his former side on Saturday, and the Jabbers won 3-2. Lewis Britton scored a brace, and George Smith got one for the Jabbers as well. Elsewhere at Spa Road, it finished Witham Town 1, Basildon United 5. Goals from Samir Ali, who got 2, Luis Dubry, Clyde Samazzi and Kai Brown gave Basildon United a comfortable win. Darius Guinay replied for Witham at 7 minutes from time, but it was nothing more than a consolation. And Saturday's other match saw Grays Athletic travel to Wroxham and they picked up a point in a 1-1 draw. Jordan Pert was the scorer of Grays' goal in the first half. And on Tuesday night, there was another 1-1 draw for Brentwood Town, who hosted Redbridge, who took the lead in the 14th minute through James Barlow. Kingdom Dawson equalised for Brentwood 2 minutes before half-time to give them a share of the spoils. And another victory for Bowers and Pitsy. This was the one which took them up to the top of the league. They beat Haybury Swifts 3-1. TQ Addy, who has just returned to the club, scored in only the second minute. Manny Olawizemo scored a couple of others, and Haybury Swifts' consolation came from Danny Nesbitt. And Brightley Sea Region, they travelled up to Felixstowe Walton on Tuesday night. A very high-scoring affair, but the home side ended up winning 5-3. Brightley Sea's goals were scored by LJ Worrell, Manny Ogarindi and Ollie Sotoyimbo. Elsewhere, there was a victory for Maldon and Tiptree. Another one, this time against Basildon United. The Jabbers won 3-2, thanks to a couple of goals from George Smith, one of those from the penalty spot and one from Lewis Britton. Kai Brown and Clyde Samazzi were the scorers for the Bees. And at Spa Road on Tuesday night, it finished Witham Town at 1, Enfield 1. Frederick King opened the scoring for Witham a minute before half time, but Enfield equalised 9 minutes into the second half. So the ESPN North table currently looks like this. Felixstowe and Walton United are top of the table. They've got 14 points from their first six matches, and they're the only unbeaten side in the North now. Bowers and Pitsy behind them in second place, only 1 point behind them. They've played one more. Walthamstow also on 13, having won 4 of their first 6. Lowestoft Town behind them also on 13. Brightling Sea Region are 5th on 12 points. Looking down the table, Haybridge Swifts are in 9th place. Redbridge and Brentwood Town are 10th and 11th respectively. In Maldon Tiptree are in 13th. Basildon United 14th. Witham Town 15th. And Grays Athletic, still to get their first win. They've drawn 3 and lost 3 from their first 6 matches. And they are in 17th place on 3 points. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, a disappointing result for Waltham Abbey on Saturday, who had forced their way into the playoff spots the previous week. They faced Hadley, who were promoted from the Essex Senior League last season, but found it hard going so far and are currently struggling near the foot of the table. But Hadley came to Kappa Shots and picked up a 3-2 win. But Abbey are currently still in 5th place in the league, having picked up 13 points from their first 7 matches. Let's go back to the late 1970s now. The Electric Light Orchestra and
she, oh no, don't know what I'm Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to the Essex Senior League, and the game of the day, arguably on Saturday, was between Sporting Bury United and Woodford Town, who went into the weekend's fixtures in fourth and fifth place in the ESL, respectively. Watching that match for us at Mile End Stadium was Andy Gardner.
It has finished here at the Mile End Stadium. Sporting Bengal 0, Woodford Town 4. And a comprehensive win on the road for the league leaders and title favourites, Woodford Town. They've come through this difficult test, probably their hardest on the road so far, and come through it in flying colours. Two goals in each half, although maybe the scoreline slightly harsh on the home side, who had their moments either side of the goals. Quite even first half an hour until Woodford scored twice in 5 minutes before half-time. The first one came from David Gokusakuri, getting down to the byline, pulling it back, and there was Ernest Oko to put it over the line. Big turning point came a minute later when Edwards had two bites at the cherry for Sporting Bengal. His first shot was poor, it was blocked. Second one, he blazed over the top, and that really did come back to haunt the home side, because just 2 minutes after that it was 2-0 when Parrott wriggled down to the byline, pulled it back, and there was Oku, Ernest Oku, to just tap it over the line from a couple of yards out. Second half comeback never really materialised for the home side. Woodford did a really professional job and added two more goals in towards the end of the half. Again, it was David Gokusakuri who got his second of the game. After 72 minutes, he was put through and he slotted via the post. That was 3-0, game over. Then the home side had their best moments with a couple of shots from Barnett and Art Maladze, who forced a great save from the keeper. And then in the 90th minute, it was 4, wrapped up with the top scorer, Luke Parrott. A really clinical finish from him, capitalising on a bad defensive mistake. So Woodford still unbeaten at the top of the table. 30 points they move on to, looking really good, living up to their billing as title favourites. So a good win on the road for them here in East London. It's finished at the Mile End Stadium. Sporting Bengal 0, Woodford Town 4.
So there we go. Woodford Town stay top of the league, 3 points clear after that result. They're followed by West Essex, Romford, Sporting Bengal United and Tilbury. Looking at the last week's results, just going for the ones from Saturday. Very high scoring matchup. Buckhurst Hill, who beat Halstead Town 5-4. Cockleshill Town finally picked up their first league win of the campaign at the 12th attempt as they beat Ilford 1-0, 11th attempt, I should have said. FC Clacton beat Great Wakering Rovers 2-1. The other results on Saturday were Romford 3, Little Oakley 1. South Walden Town 4, Frenford 0. Takeley 1, Holbridge Sports 4. Tilbury 3, Stanway Rovers 0. West Essex 2, Barking 0. And White Enside 0, Athletic Newham 4. Tuesday night, meanwhile, saw a win for Holbridge Sports at Barking. 3-1 winners there. Great Wakering Rovers 1, Woodford Town 1. And there was a 1-1 draw between Tilbury and Cogshill Town. Chadfield's Cogshill picking up another point there. And a very high-scoring affair between West Essex and Romford, which West won 6-3. A couple of games last night. Sporting Bengal United won 3-1 at home to Athletic Newham. And there was a win for White Ensign over Saffron Walden Town. Ensign won a match at Burroughs Park by 3-1. And staying in step five in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted were away to Milton Keynes Irish, where they picked up a one-all draw. Stansted currently in 17th place in the league. Looking at Thurlow Nunn, Division 1 South. Meanwhile, Saturday saw win for Hutton 1-0 at Barkingside. Benfleet, we had a very impressive week, as you find out in a moment. They scored 6 without reply at home to Hoddesdon Town. Elsewhere finished Brimsdown 5 South and Manor 1. Cannonswood 6, Tower Hamlets 2. Clapton Community 2, Burnham Ramblers 2. Harlow Town at 1, Dumbo Town at 3. And St Margaretsbury 4, Enfield Borough 0. A few games on Tuesday night. Clapton Community beat Mayham Baker 2-0. It finished Newbury Forest 3, Tower Hamlets 4. And Southend Manor 0, Benfleet 6. So Benfleet have scored 12 in 2 games without reply. And last night saw Hackney Wick travel to Cannons Wood, where they picked up a 3-2 victory. Defeat for Hutton at Dunmow Town, league leaders, who won at 3-1. It also finished Parkview, Nielsen Margaretsbury 4, and Wormley Rovers 5, Enfield Borough 1. So the table currently looks like this. Dunmow Town top on 31 points, Hutton in second on 28, Cannons Wood, Harlow Town and Benfleet are in third, fourth and fifth places. And looking at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, focusing on the Essex sides in that league. Holland lost 2-1 at FC Peterborough on Saturday. Another impressive result for Stanway Pegasus. They scored 5 at home to Swaffham Town without reply. It was win 2 for Wivenhoe Town. They beat Dussendale and Helsdon 4-3. There was one match last night where it finished Holland 1, Harwich and Parkston 2. Stanway Pegasus currently 2 points clear at the top, and they've got 2 games in hand over Holland, who are in second place. They're followed by Framlingham, Great Yarmouth and Diss. Harwich and Parkston now up to 7th place, and Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 13th. Just a few bits of transfer news. So, Aaron Blair has joined National League South Braintree Town on a permanent basis from Dagenham and Redbridge of the National League after impressing during his spell on loan. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, TQ Addy has rejoined Bowers and Pitsy, for whom he played last season. His most recent club was Erith and Belvedere. Two new faces at Heybridge Swifts, well, old faces, really. They've both played for the club before. Tom Ray, goalkeeper, returns on loan from Dartford, the second loan spell at Swifts. He was there late last season. Fullback Manion Dorr has also signed for the club after a brief spell last season. He returns to Scraley Road for a second spell. Defender Michael Finneran is back at Grays Athletic. Joins Grays from Malden and Tiptree. And there's a couple of new faces at Brentwood Town as well. Connor Witherspoon, midfielder, has joined from Averley. And they've also signed a defender from Cheshire, Josh Rusoki. So that's the transfer lineup. We're going to begin a review of the next 7 days now. And it's FA Cup fourth qualifying round day on Saturday. The last qualifying round before the first round proper, which of course is when sides from EFL, League One and League Two join the competition. And of the local sides, I would say Averley have the most intriguing or what you might call a plum draw. They're at home to Barnet, currently riding high in the National League. They're going to be taking them on at Parkside. The Millers, who have made great strides the last couple of seasons, back-to-back promotions from the Isthmian North to the National League South, and this will be a real test for them. Best of luck to them and to all those local sides. Binnewicky Town, who are at home to Sheppey United. Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Bracknell Town. Braintree Town hosts Cheshire United at Cressing Road. And Chelmsford City, they have a home tie at Melbourne Park against Whitby Town from the Northern Premier League. Meanwhile, Southend United travel to Somerset to take on National League South side Yeovil Town. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League on Saturday, Concord Rangers, they are away to Bogdan Regis Town. The only other one of our local sides in league action on Saturday, a hashtag United. and they travel to fifth-placed Whitehawk. And there's one game on Sunday as well, Tabletoppers, Hornchurch. They are in action. They are away to Cray Wanderers. The reason for that is because Cray Wanderers ground share with Bromley of the National League, who have a home match on Saturday. So that's why it's been rescheduled. Isthmian North, they... hang on. Let me find Saturday's fixtures. Some on Tuesday as well. But on Saturday, Basildon United face Wroxham. Brightling Sea region were due to play East Thurrock United, but they've withdrawn from the league, although they're still being listed for some reason. And Bowers and Pitsy, they're off to Norfolk to take on Goulston. Grays Athletic host New Salamis. Haybridge Swifts, they are at home to Bury Town. Whittam Town, travel to Ipswich Wanderers, who finally picked up their first win of the campaign last week, one which took them out of the relegation places. Redbridge at home to Walden and Tiptree. Brentwood Town travel to Stowmarket Town, and Walthamstow host Felixstowe and Walton United. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. There's one game on Tuesday night in the Isthmian North as well. Brightling Sea Regents, they are at home to Basildon United. And in the Velocity Trophy, which, just to remind you, is the Isthmian League Cup, there is one third round tie this coming Monday at the Len Salmon Stadium. That's between Hashtag United and Concord Rangers. That one has a 7:45 kickoff. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division at 1 Central, there's a couple of games for Waltham Abbey this week. On Saturday, they host Aylesbury United at Capershots. Aylesbury currently in 16th place in the table. And they're back in action at Capershots on Tuesday night when they have a home match against Bedford Town, the league leaders. So that would be a real test for Abbey. That one is a 7:45 kickoff.
When he was 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex.
Oh, the young.
written by David Bowie, recorded by On the Hoople in 1972. That was, of course, my tongue's permanently tied this evening. That was All the Young Dudes.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, coming towards the close of the show and the close of our preview of the fixtures coming up during the forthcoming week, let's have a look at the Essex Senior League, where Friday night sees Woodford Town League leaders take on fifth place Tilbury at Ashton Playing Fields. Saturday, Newham Athletic, that is, face Ilford Barking, who are home to Takeley. Cogshall Town, who are showing signs of improvement, they face Hyatt Flying West Essex. Great Wakeman Rovers, they're playing Buckhurst Hill at Burroughs Park. The other fixtures are Housley Town versus Athenwalden Towns, Holbridge Sports versus Fremford, Little Oakley versus White Ensign, Spalding Beggar United versus FC Clacton, and Stanway Rovers versus Romford. There's a couple of games on Tuesday night. Fremford are playing Housley Town, Tilbury are at home to Ilford, and there's one on Wednesday, Woodford Town back in action at Ashton Playing Fields, this time against Barking. In the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, meanwhile, there's one Friday night game tomorrow night. North West London at home to Tower Hamlets. Saturday sees Barkingside play at Brimsdown. Basildon Town at home to Parkview. Burnham Ramblers versus Mayhem Baker. Enfield Borough versus the Leaders. Dunmo Town. Hackney Wick versus Clapton Community. Harlow Town versus Benfleet. Hoddesdon versus Southend Manor. St Margaret's Brew versus Newbury Forest. And Wormley versus Clapton. A couple of games on Tuesday night. Clapton Community face Clapton and Hoddesdon Town. They're at home to Harlow Town. One on Wednesday night. Tower Hamlets, they host Hackney Wick. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, just focusing on the Essex side in that league, Harwich and Parkston on Saturday have a home match against Whittlesea Athletic. Withno Town travel to Norwich CBS, and Holland, they travel up to Ipswich to take on Witten United. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. And Tuesday night, there's an all-Essex affair. Withno Town take on near neighbours Stanway Pegasus, who are currently the league leaders. That is a 7:45 kickoff. And finally, the Essex Senior Cup, which is now into the second round stage. There's a couple of ties this week. One on Tuesday night sees FC Clacton take on Harwich Sports. And then on Wednesday night, Basildon Town, they host Little Oakley. Both of those matches kick off at 7:45. There was one I nearly forgot to mention. In the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted are back in action on Saturday. They have an away match against Rail Bedford. So, best of luck to all of our local sides this Saturday. You can follow the action as well as all the other sport going on locally, nationally and internationally on Phoenix Sport, which I'll be presenting between 3 and 6 p.m. Hopefully, you'll be able to join me for that. But hopefully, you'll be able to get along to a non-league game as well. With there being no Premier League or Championship, most EFL League One games are off this weekend as well because of the international break. Hopefully we'll see some increased attendances at non-league matches. So yeah, I'm doing Phoenix Sports Saturday, so if you're going to a match, just stick me on your earpiece while you enjoy the game. But if you can't join me for that, I'm back here next Thursday night, all being well, for another edition of the Non-League Hour, which you can hear between 7 and 8 p.m. The next voice you will hear tonight, though, is that of Gareth Williams, who is waiting in the wings to present Bumpers a Bumper. So I'll make way for him and sign off with a Stevie Wonder classic. This is Another Star. Bye for now.